host, DJ Tepid Beats. And we're going live with Under the Floorboards. Things are about to get weird, and I'm gonna make them weird.
Usually.
My guess that you are a character that you are.
Jesus may come in the morning. Jesus may come at noon. Jesus.
Thank you. They smelled like dead rats. It was a horrible smell, and I knew I was in an ugly, terrible place. And I said to them, "Get away from me. Please, let me go." But they didn't want to let me go. The only thing I could think of, because, well, at that time I was a Catholic, I went to the Catholic Church, and I figured that was good enough. To be Catholic was, for me, the best. The church in which I grew up as a child, I mean, I grew up in a Catholic family. I went to church every week. I went to church on Sundays, too. But I didn't study the Bible or anything. I didn't actually read it. I just listened to the message, and I read the part that the priest
thank you. What are they? But when the Lord talks to me, I obey. It's just that simple. There's nothing more to it.
Characteristic activities of demons. Number one, they entice. There's not a single person here above the age of six who has not at some time been enticed to do evil. Very often it comes in words. Well, you see that nice gold pencil there? Pick it up. Nobody'll know. If you dropped your pencil, they would do it to you. Anything that comes to you in words comes from a person. So you know that enticement comes from a person, a demon. Number two, they harass, or I think we'd say in English, harass. I'm bilingual and I have to remember which language I'm speaking. Anyhow, harass or harass, that's what they do. I have this little example in my mind. It's just not directly based on any single experience. There's this businessman, he's had a terrible day in the office. Everything went wrong, the air conditioning failed, his secretary didn't type his letters right, and then he got in the car to go home and he got in a jam in the motorway and he spent an hour sitting in his car amongst all the fumes. And finally when he gets home, his wife hasn't got supper ready and the children are running around screaming. And at that moment, as they say in America, he blows his stack. He loses control. He begins to shout and scream. And that demon of anger that has been following him around all day slips in. And after that, he's a slightly different person. From after that, at times, something comes over him and he wounds the people he loves most, his wife and children. And his wife looks at him from time to time and sees something in his eyes she never saw before. And then he's repentant and penitent and he says, I'm sorry, I don't know what made me do it. Well, we do know what made him do it. It was the demon of anger. It had harassed him or harassed him, and in the moment of weakness, he slipped in. Then demons torment. They are the tormentors. They torment spiritually. With the suggestion, God doesn't love you, you're not really saved. That's a common form of torment. They torment emotionally, with fear. They torment physically, with all sorts of horrible things like arthritis. They are the tormentors. And Jesus said, listen, you don't forgive your fellow believers. God will deliver you from the tormentors. Who are they? A lot of people are in the hands of demons because they refuse to forgive some other person. Then demons come down. They make us do things we don't want to do. Together, you get the word addiction. And in my personal opinion, almost every addiction of any kind is demonic. And there are a lot of respectable addictions. Some very unrespectable, some respectable. But if you are addicted, you have a problem. A problem, I think, in my personal case. They make us feel dirty, ugly. They project immature images. Thank you.
weekend, Men's Continental Faith Breakfasts Incorporated recently invited me to join together with them for a special faith dinner. This wasn't an ordinary MCFB dinner, for this time the wives and families were able to attend. I spoke at this fellowship meeting and would like to share it with you as we go to a live tape. At this point, Dale is introducing me.
As I've had the privilege of saying many times before, now Pastor Dick comes to you. It's good to be here this evening. I trust you're enjoying this fellowship time. Well, that's good. I can relax a little bit. As you know, I've had the privilege in the past months to sit with you. But this is the first time I've been asked to speak. And it's great to have you wives here, too, and all your families. It's interesting. Usually we just have the men here, but I guess for some reason tonight you decided to have your wives along. I know I'm a good-looking guy, but... Anyway, it was kind of funny though, when I got here, well, the last time, I asked the waitress for coffee without cream. She said, "I'm sorry, sir, you'll have to take it without milk. We haven't any cream." And as you remember, Ed Diggenalls of the famous Moody Church was here and delivered a message of inspiration on gospel programming. Embarrassing though, as he was wrapping up, I picked up my cup and gulped down a mouthful of coffee grounds. I just about went through the ceiling. Blah, I burned it out. "Waitress, this coffee tastes like mud." She snaps back, "Yeah, well it should, buddy. It was just ground this morning." Later today, I'll be heading to San Ramon at the Sunrise Kitty Bowl Daycare for our annual vacation Bible school. I'm handling the second graders this year. It's funny, yesterday I was preparing Kool-Aid in our metal pitcher. I reviewed our flannel graph story. I asked the question, "Who baptized Jesus Christ?" Thought about it for a minute, and then answered, "John." He asked, "Well, that's correct, but which John was it?" He thought again for a moment and gave me his reply. "John Wayne." Well, it's no secret, if you know me at all, that I like cars and people who buy them. My friend Don Black drove me in this evening in his new Plymouth Fury. Don, you may recognize his name as the former keyboardist from the new Detroit Wheelies, whose life was changed in 1977 after a terrible U-Haul trailer mishap. And he now records on Sacred Harmonic. But as we drove here to the Concord Inn this evening, expressed my concern about my message here today, and Don offered me this friendly advice. He said, "Remember, Pastor Dave, the half-baked sermon causes spiritual indigestion." And as you can imagine, I laughed. Then I thought again, and I said, "Don, you're right. Tonight I'd be privileged to perform a number from your new album, Expo 86. So from the new Sacred Phonic release by Don Black and the Agape Wayfinders, this ministry in music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'd like to thank DJ Tepid Beats for that last hour of Under the Floorboards, some weird and freaky borderline religious stuff there. Thank you, DJ Tepid Beats. Always a pleasure. My name is DJ Luke Janke. I am pulling in for Sleepless Nights here on KGNU, whether you find yourself driving around Boulder, Denver, or Fort Collins, our service areas all night, or just chilling at home, playing the new Smash Bros, drinking some hot tea, maybe watching some reruns of your favorite sitcom. We're here with you. And of course, tonight is a special night, as I am one half of the tape label, Community Radio Tapes. We're doing a bit of a KGNU Sleepless Night takeover, not hostile. We are going to go over our top 20 curated songs, top 20 albums of the year 2018. We've got 20 of them. Of course, there are plenty more albums that came from that. From this year, I should say. So stick around. In just a couple of minutes, we will have the top 20 albums represented here in this hour. But for now, let's enjoy some music to set the mood for the night. And we're glad you're here. Again, my name is DJ Luke Janke, here on KGNU. Community Radio Tapes Takeover.
Thank you.